Hey there, Gordo. What you doing there, eh?
You know, eh? I'm gonna go out, drill some holes, and go ice fishing, eh?
Welcome to the Muskie 360 Podcast. Guru, are you drilling holes?
I mean, I'm drilling some holes,
dude. The freaking Bottom Raiders. You guys tuned down a little bit, did you?
Just a little bit.
Sound like a C to me. That's pretty metal, dude. Pretty metal.
Heavy metal.
You know, you're the most metal person I know, Tyler. So edgy. You're just so edgy and worldly. Anyway, Tyler.
Yeah.
You don't know about this, but I'm about to tell you. And Jay's about to tell everybody here because I just talked to Jay a little bit ago. Are you ready for this? The great 2021 Muskie Shop Possum Hunt. It's on.
What?
Possum Hunt.
What?
Here it goes, folks. I talked to Jay. They got a big sale going on right now. Here's Jay from the Muskie Shop. What up, Jay?
Steve, what's happening?
Buddy, I'm excited. I'm super excited, Jay.
Super. I'm just super excited to be on the podcast today.
Super excited. Super. Jay.
Yes.
Jay, did I let you know how super excited I am?
Well, I'm double super excited.
Because we've got the Muskie Shop. Jim Stewart has lost his mind. 15% off. Not 5%, Jay. Not 10%. How many percent? 15% off. February 12th through the 14th. It has. What do we got? What's on sale? I'm losing my mind.
A ton of stuff. Basically, everything's on sale. Rods, reels, the oversized stuff, gift cards, they're not. Mm-hmm. But we've got a bunch of rods and reels that we dropped the prices on.
Gotcha.
I can't say the brand names.
The deals
on the
are
air.
So good.
yeah, we don't want to get in trouble from certain manufacturers,
right.
But we're doing it anyway. It's just for a few days. So yeah, just click on the rod and reel section, and you'll see a little green circle that says sale, and you can kind of explore from there.
Sale.
Yeah, just, I mean, 15% off on, you know, all the lures and tools, and I mean, you need leaders for the season. Boom.
Get
15%
on.
Off.
That's the thing is, like,
line. I mean,
get it now because it's hard.
Yeah.
Things are the one thing I'll say because we got the massive musky sale. Buy now because if you, especially like you said, that's what I was going to harp on. If there's terminal tackle or you're thinking about rods, reels, you're thinking about nets. I know some of those aren't on sale. If you're thinking about staples, like stuff you are going to need, now's the time to get it because a lot of stuff's going to be in a crunch again this year. You know, it's not like the borders are back open and everything's moving and, you know, everybody's still going to have their production issues, all that stuff. And it's just like, Jay, you're telling me you guys are starting to get loads of stuff in, you know,
tons of stuff,
but
tons of stuff
come June. It's not, you know, it's probably not going to be that way. You know, that's stocking up all winter long. But now is the time mm-hmm. if you need stuff. Hold on, I'm looking here. Just on the sale items, are sale items, like on the sale section, is it 15% off? Look at that. Musky Marabou. Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
On sale. What's not on sale, Jay?
Almost gift cards.
Yeah. Other than that. Anything.
Oversized items. Yeah. You know, yeah. You name it. It's on sale pretty much.
You want a whale tail on sale?
Mm hmm. Mm hmm.
Willow $10. Hot. That's been a hot bait, hasn't it, Jay?
Just that's Booker's hot new offering this year.
Going nutty. That's on sale. Hot. Can't keep them in, folks. Can't keep them in. You want it. They got it. I'm just looking here at the site. But stock up. Now, what I'm excited about this is, Jay, for all our podcast meowers out there, we want to announce the first annual 2021 Musky Shop, Possum Hunt.
Jay? The Possum Hunt is on, baby.
The hunt is on!
I am so excited about this.
It's just the dumbest
I've been thinking
thing.
About this all week, the Great Possum Hunt. I couldn't sleep the other
We're
night.
We're going, this is in memory of Fred Palmiero, this to avenge his death in that one video you did. You had to edit out the gore, but Fred's okay. But
oh, yeah, on the video. Oh, yeah, yeah. Naked and a Fred.
I was thinking we're going to hold on, let's back this up. Fred is totally, like, getting abused there because in one video you put him outside in a towel and it's, like, negative 30. In another video, he's getting destroyed by a possum, Jay. Is there a subtext here?
No, he's just one of the few people that don't whine about it when I pull the camera out, and he's usually willing to cooperate. So, hey, I said, hey, Fred, if I put a towel on you, can we go shoot you outside? And you just mutter the words, it's cold out here. It's freezing out here.
He looked pretty miserable. He's
an actor. That's all he is.
Get him a daytime Emmy. Anyway, 2021 Possum Hunt.
Yeah.
Jay, tell them how the Possum Hunt's going to work.
Well, when I put this catalog together that I hope everyone has, it mailed out about 2 weeks ago. If you don't have it, go to our website. Click on it. You don't even have to buy anything, even though there's a huge, massive sale going on.
Yeah.
Order yourself a catalog. Yeah. We'll get one out to you.
Get the freebie there. Stop by the shop and get a free cup of coffee and take your free catalog. You know, come on. Order something. But you can get it for free.
Yeah, we mail them out every year for free. So, and tens of thousands of them. So, anyway, the catalog's out. And what I did was I embedded a secret possum within the pages of the catalog. It's 150 pages, right? There's a hidden possum in there. Now, nobody knows where it is. No. It's not easy to pick out. So any of you folks out there, you find that hidden possum, you take a picture of that page, you send it over to Steve at Muskie360, and a random winner will get three really cool muskie lures.
Yeah,
we'll send them out. I got some really cool... I got a really cool custom maps, a Hirsch's Ghost Tail Spinnerbait, a new one, and a BNN, which is a wood bait, a BNN Shad Crankbait.
Nice. Possum Hunt. All you got to do, it's like Where's Waldo. But it's
a little different, though.
But it's a possum. Where's Possum-o? I like it, Jay. Listen, folks, this has been in planning for a long time.
It has been.
This is a big deal. You know, we'll make sure you get, we'll up the ante. We'll make sure you get some stickers in there.
We'll put some stickers in there too.
But get your,
absolutely.
Get out your catalog, dig through it. There is a hidden possum in the catalog. No hints. Is it going to be, Jay, you got to find the possum, and then we're just going to randomly pick of the people that find the possum? If anyone
does. We'll have to go random. Yeah, you can't be like, the first person or anything like that.
What if nobody finds it? It's really hard to find.
No. It can be found.
No,
trust me.
You said you had to use an electron microscope.
No, it's not that small.
It's not that small.
No. No, it was just Photoshop. Hey, did you see the cover of the 2021 Musky Shop catalog yet this year?
Yeah, I did.
I got an email yesterday, and the guy said, hey, who's that hillbilly on the cover sent
that. That's Jabez. That guy's got the worst name in all Musky Fishing.
No, it wasn't an email. It was on Instagram, I saw Joe Booker answered it.
Did it?
And he said, that's Stephen Paul, and he catches them all, or whatever his little line is with you.
Dater, dater, dater.
Yeah, Steve Paul is on the cover.
I am.
A fantastic looking action shot.
Action.
You're casting away. You got the striking beard going.
Striking.
Striking.
I got my shield rod. I got my Steve Paul Musky Shop hoodie on.
Yeah.
Got the hat. Like, we were talking about the hat yesterday. We'll fix the hat for the all three of you out there.
We were talking about the hat. Yeah, because three people now have asked.
Three people.
I can't find that hat in the catalog. It's like, well, that's Steve's custom hat. But as a matter of fact, Jim just yesterday pulled the trigger, and we got some coming just like it. So,
Jay, what we'll do.
He'll be in soon.
Maybe we should. Listen, should we give away my filthy old hat?
No. No.
We can't, don't want to be responsible for any lice.
Like you said, it's the only one that fits your odd size head. It is, so you better hang on to that one.
I have a bulbous cranium. Just bulbous. disturbing. My friend Josh stopped by and he told me, when he saw the catalog, he said, wow, he said, that's the first time I've ever seen you not be dirty. It's just like, if you've been on the boat with me, that my beard is much larger right now. And in the winter, I just wear the rain suit, and you can't really wash a rain suit, you know, so it's just filth. So that is mm-hmm. me, folks. That is me as cleaned up as you're ever going to see me right there. That is my Sunday best. Anyway, well, back to the important stuff, because Jay's going to be with us all next week for a couple weeks here, getting crazy on the podcast. Guys, for real, buy some stuff from the fine folks at the Muskie Shop. 15% off on everything, with exclusion of some of the big stuff. But let me ask you this. If you bought a rod, you're still going to get 15% off everything else. So you Correct. Can really, if you need a rod, you need this, you need that. Speaking of rods, we will be back very shortly. You guys keep emailing. There is an impending Shield rod update. It's coming.
Yes. Yes, there is. Pretty exciting. We've been waiting for these things for a while. They are overdue. Somewhat overdue, mm-hmm. I guess. They said February, so we got indication today that they're en route from Florida or something, and there's a chance we might get them next week. Yes. So, of course, yeah, if we do, we'll
let you know ASAP.
We'll let you know.
Everybody keeps asking, like I said, hold on. You're going to get them before season kicks off. But anyway, Jay, thank you so much. Guys, get over to the Muskie Shop. I'll talk to you next week, Jay.
Sounds good, right. Steve. Thanks.
Be good. Are you hunting for the possum yet, Tyler?
Oh, yeah. Setting out traps tonight.
Thumbing through your catalog. Setting out traps. It's like Where's Waldo, but it's a possum. Find it. You know? It's Jay said it wasn't that small. I think it's microscopic.
Huh.
So, anyway, Guru, we have been horribly bad about getting a question, so I'm just going to shut up. Oh, shoot. Nope. Winner of the last contest. I'm sorry, guys. Winner of the last contest, Jason Turner. Shoot us an email. We got some stuff for you. Anyway.
You have a story to tell.
No, I don't. Not yet.
Okay,
dude,
not
it's
yet.
So bad. It's so bad. We'll save that one for next week. We have so many questions. I got to get through them. Anyway, as long as the power doesn't go out, because it's like the great southern ice storm right now. Jason says, please don't laugh too hard. My dad is heading up north this year with us on a fishing trip. My dad is very old school. To him, nothing is better than a Zepco 33. You said, please don't laugh. I'm sorry. So dad is old school and wants to throw a Zepco 33. He said, I've tried explaining to him the basics to him, you know, lure weight, braid, rod, and reels. But he isn't having it, LOL. Can you recommend any setup that is closed face? Hold on. Tyler, I mentioned that. Dude, do you remember when I had the same problem?
I think so.
Like two summers ago. Hold on, let me find it. Don't be surprised when the Muskie Shop doesn't sell this reel. I found one. Hold on. Dude. All right. This is Tyler. Just hum a little bit. This is a low moment in the Muskie 360 podcast. Just Okay, guys. I'm on a website called Catfish Connection. Hold on. That's not the right one. That's not what I want to see here. Okay.
Doesn't sound like a fishing site to me.
Boys, I'm telling you. Zebco Big Cat XT Spin Cast, size 25, four bearings, right hand. Oh, man, this is, like, gross. Anyway, that is a gigantic Zebco 33 on crack. It has 19 inches retrieve per turn, and it can handle 110 yards of 25-pound mono. 25-pound mono is like huge. So you could throw braid on this thing. That is the reel. One time I literally had a client that needed a push button reel. And that's, I went to the Wally World and I bought it. Let's not talk about this much longer, Tyler. It's moderately embarrassing. It's like riding a moped. You know?
It's, or it's just like being Amish and going musky fishing.
Dude, there's so many Amish people that musky fish.
It's crazy.
They're probably using Zebco.
I've seen it. I'm like, is that dude in a wooden handmade raft trolling for muskies?
I'm trolling, Seamus. I'm trolling. That would be my recommendation. I had the same thing pop up with a client. The guy called me. He was like superbly old school. And he goes, do you have any push button reels? And I'm like, you know, I've got a lot of reels with thumb bars. And he's like, I ain't using them thumb burners. I was like, okay, all right. Spinning reel. I got tons of spinning reels. He wanted a push button reel. And this guy was like dead set on musky fishing with a push button reel. Zebco makes the big cat. It can handle it. I think when I took that dude out, I put 55-pound braid on it, as I remember. You can get away with it. It will cast. Surprisingly, Tyler, can I tell you something was funny with that deal?
Yeah.
Thing casted great. It was silly.
Wow.
It was like push button. maybe I won't giggle when I get old, Tyler. Maybe I will be. If I'm out there with a. Do you want to, Tyler? I need you to make a friendship pact with me.
Okay.
Because you're younger than I am. If I get so old, I have to fish with a push button reel. You pull your boat up to mine, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's step one. All right. You ready for step two?
Okay.
You get onto my boat. And step two. Step three, you put a Smith & Wesson to the back of my head and you pull the triggers. And end it right there. I'm kidding, guys. No, it's in all honesty, it goes, Tyler, it's one of these things. I to believe it or not, that guy caught a muskie on that reel.
Whoa.
It doesn't matter. What does Booker always say about gear, boats, and equipment? Muskies don't take a resume. They don't care. They don't care. As long as he's doing a good retrieve, I put your dad on that big old Zebco 55-pound braid, put a leader on that sucker, and don't try to put him on a big old rod because it's not going to cast. I think Walmart and some of these places, they sell these like superbly crazy budget catfish rods that will probably be really good for that. He's going to need a whippy rod. Put him on a whippy rod and like a giant killer. Or a top raider or a crane bait or a shallow raider, and just tell him to spray and pray and reel it in. He will probably catch a fish. Jason, I expect a full update on how your dad did on that. But anyway, guys, muskies don't take a resume. Tyler, It's earlier than people think, right?
It's early. And I'm dying.
I just finished literally a giant piece of stemware full of Pepsi Pink here. I haven't had dinner yet, Tyler, and I just feel like a Mack truck just hit me in the back of the head. Anyway, Isaac says, hey guys, another question for you. Thanks for taking the time to answer. I sure ask a lot. It doesn't matter. We like it. What do you guys think of targeting pelagic open water fish? Is this too unpredictable of a pattern, or is it something that could lead to great success if dialed in properly? I ask this not as like, you know, because not many guys target open water fish, and I feel like I could avoid some fishing pressure if I dial in on this bite. Wow. Here's the deal. Tyler, you do it.
Yeah.
But
I do it trolling.
Do it
trolling. For them.
Yep.
I can't cast for them. It's too boring.
I'm telling you.
But I troll for them. It's fun.
I cast pelagic different times of the year. You got to be really like confident in what you're doing if you're going to cast them. And by confident, I mean like we're dialed into a reasonable stretch of water. That's what becomes problematic. If it's like they're just hanging out in open water and you go, there's too much water to contend with. What I like to do is find them trolling and then dial in casting. I mean, that seems to be sort of the best way to do it. Tyler, we've done that together, though, where we go, hey, let's troll this out, and then we pop one, and then we might miss one. We might get another one.
It's a good way to scout, you know?
Yeah,
it's
you're like scouting.
Say I've never fished this basin before. Let's just try to find the little pockets of bait fish and see if there's schools of muskie, you know?
I'll tell you this. For me, when it comes to just open water tactics, trolling is hard to beat. But if you're dialed in on that, Isaac, if you get dialed in on the open water bite, nobody's going to catch you. They're just not. And I've seen it a million times. You can get dialed in on a bite where there's no competition. If you're fishing pressured water, it takes time. The open water casting bite, like I've seen, dude, in Tower, I'm thinking about that one trip where we were throwing freaking top raiders out into nowhere, into the abyss, if you will. And it's sort of fun because you're sitting and go, how far can I cast? You're just letting one rip, you know, just spooling your reel and covering a ton of water once you're dialed in, if you know where the fish are within reason. So it's worth the effort. It's not unpredictable. Finding it is the difficult thing. Like, you got to go, okay, I know this time of year on Lake X that this is going to work. So you need to, like, spend time finding it. Once you find that pelagic, that open water bite, find it trolling and then dial it in casting. Does that make sense, Tyler? Seems about right there.
That's what I would do. I don't like casting for them, but that's what I would do if I was going to cast for them. Yeah.
Right. I mean, and like I said, if you're not a troller and you're not, okay. I just said, top water's out in the open water. What did we see on that one lake, Tyler?
Seen people trolling top waters over 50 feet of water going, what on earth?
Yeah. And they catch fish.
Yep.
So you use trolling to dial in or get you 90% of the way there and then dial it in casting. You go, if I'm only contacting fish 40 yards off the bank and they're suspended over this, you can get dialed in by capitalizing on the effectiveness of trolling and then turning it into a casting bite pretty quick. Bob says, what's a good spinning reel for muskie? This is just the weird reel show, Tyler.
It's a weird day.
It's a weird day. It's an ice storm down here. All kinds of weird stuff. Let's look here real quick. I like, and I'm trying to find the model name of it. I just pulled up muskieshop.com. Big sale, boys. Get over there. Hold on. Shimano Stratic. That is a pretty solid spinning reel. The other is, I like this. Hold on. Which is the Akuma Experior and the Shadow Stalker spinning rod combo. That's a solid one. There's just not a lot of musky grade spinning gear. There just isn't. You're going to have limited choices, but the ones that Muskie Shop stock, good stuff. They've tested them. They know that they're up for the game here. Let me see if there's any others that I'm missing real quick. There we go. That's the one. Like, the baddest of the bad is the Shimano Vanford, excuse me. Pardon my hillbillyisms. That thing is built like a tank. So that's the reel I'm going to think about if you're a serious muskie angler, you're really trying to throw good size baits. Because I didn't even tell you this, Tyler, this week, guy on the boat, we're throwing big gliders on spinning rods, right? He was 100% spinning rod only. He didn't want to fool with bait caster. He said, I'm X amount of years old. This is what I do. Can you make it work? I said, absolutely. So I actually fished with a spinning reel to prove it could be done. And I was actually impressed. I was running some good glider presentations on a spinning rod. You just got to have the right gear, but it can be done. Again, like what were we saying about the push buttons? Muskies don't take a resume. They don't care. But I like that. I would say the best of the best of the best is going to be that Shimano Vanford. 6-4 to 1 gear ratio, 37 inches per crank. That sounds pretty rocking to me. The 400 model is 40 inches per crank. That'll move some water.
Burning.
You want to do everything we talk about, whether it be twitching, glide baits, and all that stuff. You got plenty of torque, plenty of power there. That's when I go with is the Shimano Vanford. That is the one I was trying to remember, and that is probably the Mac Daddy. Of all of them. Anyway, Robbie says, hey, fellas, do you use the same sucker rig on a tip-up that you use in late fall for meat fishing? Or smaller single-hook setups, you know, what do you guys use? Thanks for keep on doing what you guys doing. Love the app and the podcast. Meow. He said, keep you in mind if I buy too many musky baits and need professional assistance, if you know what I mean. I think he might be referring to, Tyler. Maybe. The law office of Suckla and Suckla. I think that's what he's referring to. Tyler, you're the meat man, if you will. That's your nickname, isn't it? Meat man?
No.
Okay. Well, it is today. Do you use the same quick strike rigs on a tip up, or do you use
Absolutely not. No.
What are you using on a tip up?
Well, you can't really buy musky suckers when you can ice fish for them. It's just they don't sell them, and it's not. Depending on where you are, it's not legal.
Well, let's take the legal out.
Well, yeah, we don't really know. Yeah. So what I'm just doing is I'm just getting like regular northern suckers, 7 inches maybe max, and I just have a regular leader with one red treble hook on it, like a fluorocarbon leader that I make myself, and I put like a little skirt on it, maybe a little blade, some weights. Just to keep the sucker down there so it doesn't swim around too much. I clip a fin on the sucker and hook it in the back and set it just below the ice, however many feet, depending on the conditions. It's nothing super special. I'm not using sucker rigs because simply I can't get them. I can't get suckers that big, and I can't use them when I'm ice fishing.
Gotcha. So you're getting away with are you just lip hooking that thing with one hook, or what are you doing?
I just have a regular treble hook, and I hook it in the back. So I just take the hook and right stick it in the back, and that's it.
Gotcha. That's why they call you the meat man.
Meat man.
Meat man. That is on your business card. Tyler Meat Man Andrews. So it works. Whatever. Parker, I know you've talked about fishing a new lake that has structure, but what about a small lake that is circular in shape? That has no points or structure. Thanks. Love the podcast. Meow. Okay, so we're talking about a lake that is bowl-shaped, circular, whatever you want to call it, that's really devoid of structure. We've said it before, Tyler, that the muskies in that body of water, right? They have no point of reference. They don't know the difference. So a muskie that is born and raised in Lake A might know these kind of structural elements, and a muskie born and raised in Lake B might know these. Their world is their world. We have a way wider view than a muskie does in his body of water. What I look for in a body of water that seems devoid of any structure is these finest of details, right? So if it's circular in shape and it's bowl-shaped and there's no hard breaks, there's no craziness, I'm going to be looking for anything. It could be a pile of old Christmas trees. It could be an old roadbed. It could be a pile of bricks. It could be a sunken boat. Anything you can find in there that stands out. Anything different. You know, if it's really just a bowl-shaped, very basic lake, be looking at the topography of that or driving it. And that's the one thing, Tyler, me and you have done that a ton of times where you drive around a lake and you go, well, there's nothing here. And then you find things. You know, we drive
around before we fish it, figure out what's there.
And I mean, but that, with that being said, we might come out of the gate and cast for the first hour and a half at sunup. You know, get out there, bang, 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 bang. Okay, nothing happened, or maybe something happened. You go, okay, now that we're in between majors and minors or something of that nature, let's drive this thing and find something. There's one lake I'm thinking of in particular, Tyler. We found some pretty interesting structure at first, and then you went back solo and you found better structure.
Oh my gosh, I found so much stuff that's not even marked.
That we not even marked. We found that. or you found that after the facts. We had some success and it was a really good day. And then you went back and had even better success and you kept building on it on an area that the both of us went, "Nah, there's nothing here."
Yeah, we're just like, "Yes, this is boring." And then I go out and I'm like, "Holy cow, there's rock humps where it says there's no rock humps. It's crazy."
You know, and that's just digging in. So don't fool yourself and say there's nothing there. There's something there, right? Whether there's a little bit of gravel in one spot, whether there's sunken trees in one spot, whether there's an old 1987 Ford pickup somebody ran off a bridge, whatever. There's something in there of interest. Find the things that are interesting. Find anything that stands out. Things, you know, maybe there's an irregular tower, and I'm thinking of one lake in particular where it looks on the map, it's all bowl shape, and there are these one, like these little slide downs. Well, we're talking just these little areas where this contour line comes around, and it just dips a little bit. And then it picks back up to where it was. You go, whoa, there's something different there. Look for anything that's different. Get out there, drive it. Mark anything that stands out, and you'll start finding what's going on there. Again, I hate to go back to what we said earlier, troll.
Troll.
If it's truly bowl-shaped, though, let's say, and I've seen bodies of water where it's hard to find anything interesting, drag some baits. And you'll start realizing, okay, in the southwest corner is where I'm getting strikes. Why? You know, why am I getting strikes when I'm down in this area? Spend the time sort of learning that lake, and you'll start seeing that it is more nuanced than one might think. All right, the next one is Jeff. He says, "This question is mostly geared towards Steven since he convinced me to go searching for the Ghost Super Planer boards. I just recently received a new pair of these and was wondering if you have any tips, tricks for running these things. Tried their website, but I can't read Svenska," which is, I think, Swedish or something. "So I'm looking for anything you can give me." All right, so these planer boards, these are the ones I talked about last year a bunch. You just can't get them. And so if anybody, I know a couple of you guys have dug around to try to find them. We've been trying. Muskie Shop has tried numerous times to get these. Apparently the guy that makes them is just a nut job. They are super easy to work. That's a fact. He was like, whatever, you know, you can't talk. He doesn't speak English. That's fun. And through Google Translate, it's a little tough. I don't have any tricks. You don't need any tricks. Just clip the clip onto the line and put your rear in that line. There's a little clip in the back of those things and run them. They run great. We're working on it. We will try our best to get those at the Muskie Shop. They're the easiest planer boards I've ever seen. There's no, you don't need any tricks, man. Clip them on, make sure you're on the right side. I keep mine in a little plastic tote just to keep them from getting beat up, because they do have that foam on the side. Other than that, they've held up forever. And I mean, I use and abuse them. I'm talking dragging matlocks and they hold up. So just take care of them. We will work on getting some of those at the Muskie Shop as best as we can. Tyler, we got one more question, because this is it's just a crazy day and it's been going nuts. The last one says, "You guys covered bucktail car last week and said that sometimes it's not bucktail conditions. Could you break down bucktail conditions, first crankbait conditions? Is weather or time of year a big thing?" Tyler, go for it. What's the difference between bucktail time and crankbait time?
I'll make it simple first, and I'll elaborate on it.
Yeah.
Super hot, not super, super hot. If it's like hot
out.
Yeah,
hot, yeah.
Summer peak. It's summer peak, and, you know, it's like feeling real musky weather. That's bucktail conditions. It's feeling great. 70-degree water temps. Fish are shallow. Fish are deep there, whatever. Bucktail conditions. All of a sudden, you get a cold front that comes in. There's not a cloud in the sky, and it feels terrible out. It can still be hot. Those are crankbait conditions. Mm-hmm. That is as simple as I can make it. To elaborate on that more is when it's kind of hotter out, the fish are more active. Their metabolism is at its peak, so they're eating more than they normally would when it's colder out. The peak summer, that's when you want to be throwing bucktails on weed edges, over rock humps, even over open water. And then as soon as you get, say, a storm that passes through, right before up into the storm, great bucktail conditions, great topwater conditions, great all-around conditions.
As soon as that storm passes through, that's what we call a cold front, and it's the weather just being its moody self. There's not a cloud in the sky, or there's like one cloud, and it's boring. You see it all day. It doesn't move. And you're like, I hate that thing. Go away. I'm tired of looking at it. That is what I call crankbait conditions, because it's just like the fish aren't going to eat something moving fast because the water temps drop. The air temperature dropped. There's no cloud cover. The windows are shortened. You know, you want to do something, the presentation a little bit slower. Crankbaits get down deeper. The fish aren't going to be super shallow. Sometimes they will be shallow. They kind of do their own thing. Steven and I, yeah, during that cold front, were like, oh my gosh, they're in 6 inches of water this time. It's crazy.
You're talking about in Canada where it's just like, you were throwing cranks as shallow as you can get them. You know, and just pop, let it hang. And here's this crankbait hanging in six inches of water. You'd think you'd see the fish's dorsal fin hanging out.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I see one over there. Let's catch them.
Right. You know, it's not quite that bad, but it's like, God, they were just up so shallow, but yet not eating anything else. You know, even on that hot day, that really good musky bite day, you know, you got to mix it up, though. That's how
crankbaits are good those days, though. I mean, those days crankbaits still work.
You rarely are going to hear me on here going bucktail. I really feel like the fish that's going to hit a double nines or double tens will hit a magnum crankbait.
Oh, absolutely.
But there's some finicky fish that they might not hit those blades, but they might hit that crank. Mm-hmm. Because what does everybody throw? We've said it and said it and said it again. They throw topwater and they throw bucktails. That's why I rely on cranks and glides so much, because I don't have to even think about it. You know, there could, and I've been on plenty of pressure water where you go, there might have been 10 boats here through here today, but I bet you I know what they were doing.
Bucktails,
you know, the guy in the back's in topwater. You go, okay. You know, you can come through there with a crankbait. You're showing them something different. It's a little more erratic. And that's why we're always talking cranks. Cold fronts, colder temperatures. Anytime that things just sort of turn off, get on those gliders, get on those crankbaits. Tyler, we're both super slammed. Tyler has crazy exams coming up, so I have Jay on next week. We'll get all over it, folks. But anyway, we got to get rolling here. Guys, we'll talk to you soon. Later.